There are many different types of music popular with young people in my country. There are millions of people in China, and all with their own unique music tastes. There are some that enjoy traditional Chinese music, some that enjoy international pop music from America, and even some that enjoy things such as classical Western music. However, I think by far the most popular music with young people in my country is currently Asian pop music, particularly the supergroups that make K-pop and J-pop. This type of music is incredibly popular with young people at the moment. I do not think older people like the same kind of music as young people. Music trends are constantly changing, and the music that is popular today will not be the music that is popular in 10 years from now. However, most people enjoy the music that was popular when they were young and first became adults. Therefore, most older people enjoy music that was popular when they were young, which could be as long as 50 years ago. In contrast to this, most young people will not even listen to music from 50 years ago, let alone enjoy it. Therefore, I think older people and younger people do not enjoy the same type of music. Personally, I think the words of a song are often more important than the music. This is a tricky question to answer, because I think both aspects are important to a song. I believe that all songs must have good music to become popular and to be enjoyed by a lot of people. However, many songs with great music can be ruined by having very poorly written lyrics. Furthermore, I think there are many more talented musicians out there than there are talented songwriters. Therefore, it is more impressive and exciting when you discover a talented musician that also writes incredibly good lyrics. So, I'd say the words of a song are more important than the music. I think singing competitions on TV are popular in some countries because almost everybody enjoys music and people also enjoy watching competitions. Singing competitions combine many things that people enjoy and puts it all into one TV show. This is what makes them very popular. When watching singing competitions, viewers experience wonderful music and brilliant singing, as well as the thrill and entertainment of an exciting competition. Also, musicians are so passionate about making music that the contestants are always very interesting. This is why I think singing competitions on TV are popular in some countries. There is a substantial difference between the experience of going to live concerts and watching concerts on TV. Going to a live concert is an incredible experience. There are so many aspects that contribute to it. For one, you are surrounded by thousands of people who also love the music you are going to see. The energy is incredible. Furthermore, the sound of the music and the lights or effects of the visual performance are far more incredible in person than when you are watching concerts on TV. Really, the two experiences do not compare. Going to a live concert is far better than watching it on TV. I think music makes films and TV programs more enjoyable. Music has been used in TV and films since the beginning of their creation. In fact, before cameras could pick up audio as well as video, all films were performed to music. For example, the films of Charlie Chaplin. Since then, we now use music to complement the original sound in TV and film. There are world-renowned composers, such as Hans Zimmer, who have won countless awards for the brilliance of their soundtracks in films and TV shows. I think it is undeniable that music makes films and TV programs more enjoyable.